Good morning. It is the Big Dumb Show. My name is Gonzo Gregg. That's Don Stuck. And joining us in studio now, actor, comedian Kevin Pollak with us on the program. Kevin, good to see you again, man.
Oh, damn good to see you, boys. How are you?
Thanks for coming back to our super exciting town.
Oh, are you kidding? I came to see the locusts.
They're here.
No. See, now somebody's going to be offended. They're not a locust.
No, yeah.
They're related, but they're different. Mm-hmm. Have you experienced this bug invasion now since you've been here?
Let's stop for a moment. Who do you think would be offended if I called them locusts? Which people are they?
They're on the phone right now,
they're,
probably.
They're calling. The phones are lighting up, Kevin.
Yeah, because I like being incorrect. Whenever possible.
It's at least it, you know, gets the controversy going.
Yeah,
inspires
I'm all
a conversation.
About that.
So now when you come to town, when you're traveling, do you get time to check out any town that you're in when you're on the road, or is it just a nonstop parade of idiot DJs and stuff like this that you have to do?
Well, usually it starts with the radio at 5:30 or 6 in the morning.
Right.
So when I finish that at about 10, it's just a long, sweet nap.
Because
I'm a night owl, you
right,
know, from
right.
doing stand-up for over 20 years. So I'm up till 2 in the morning every night anyways in Los Angeles.
Right.
So getting up at 5 here is 3 o'clock my body time.
Sure.
God. And I had just gone to bed.
Right.
So there's some catch-up time.
You'll be fine.
Much needed. So today we'll sleep. We'll sleep in like a French whore. Something tells me. And did I offend the French? Let's hope.
Let's go for it. They've surrendered.
That's right.
Freedom fries.
So I'll get out a little bit.
That's good. So now the last time you were here, and then I think that was before you had started doing the celebrity poker gig, right?
I hosted, the first season of the Celebrity Poker Showdown. Here's the bizarre thing.
Yeah.
We only did 6 episodes.
Yeah.
Hard to believe if you actually watch the show, because
seems
they've
to.
Rerun it 6 million times.
Always on somehow.
And no one can believe we only did 6.
Yeah.
But they're just starting up a second season, and they asked me to host again, but I was doing this movie.
So you were right.
Yep, I figured
it.
Yeah,
I'm talking about
not hosting.
Right.
You were
but
perfect.
I had fun doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it's a great show.
So now, in terms of people that were on there, we got to know who was the biggest ass bag.
Scott Stapp.
Scott Stapp?
You know, it's nice of you to say that. It's important that you said that.
That's
cannot
great.
Confirm or deny.
Just made one of the best highlight reels we've ever had.
Very nice. Confirming or denying a suspicion, we're not sure, but that's good.
That's fantastic.
So you would have done another season of that show, but you're working
well,
on...
Well, you know, that's a question, too. I luckily was able to get out of it by by working on a movie.
Right.
I did this film called Hostage, just finished about 3 weeks ago, actually. It's a suspense drama with Bruce Willis. It'll be out sometime in the fall. I did have to kind of figure out in my mind if I were available if I was going to do it again. And as much fun as it was to do, great fun to do, there is that problem if I do a second season, that then I'm a host of a show.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And that's potentially dangerous to one's film career.
You're a movie star, not a
well,
TV host.
Well, I don't know
host.
About that. Yeah. I certainly enjoy when my mom calls me a movie star, but...
it's weird when you do it, Don.
It is, because then I think you're my mom.
I thought you were in Brewster's Millions. I don't know anything.
What the hell?
But could you go make my bed, Mom?
Because
I can't count on the maid.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that. You know, so, people on the street, you know, come up to me, love the show, and
it was great
to be a part of that.
Right.
But then I would run into some friends who I work with in films, and they would say, are you hosting a game show now? Good for you.
Hey, game show host. Yeah. Hey, well, you're right.
I never thought of
you
that.
You and Bob Barker and...
But it was great fun. I mean, I've been playing poker against the pros fairly seriously. I go to Vegas 4 or 5 times a year and play, and it's tremendous fun.
I bet. Yeah.
Mesmerizing.
That's the only problem with the show, is that we play a lot of poker around here. And it's gotten all the geeks in on playing poker, all the people that don't normally play.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, let's play some poker now, man.
Trendy now, yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully it'll fade off a little bit. Show's great, but... You're getting it. It's like guys out on New Year's Eve that don't usually go out drinking.
But I love when those people come to the table in Vegas because we call them fish.
You're right.
And they're easy to get on the boat. You know what I mean?
Our guest on the program, Kevin Pollak's with us, and he said, so you're making a movie with Bruce Willis.
Right.
Did you hang out with Bruce at all, or was he just...
He's the party.
Is he?
Oh, my.
Seems like he ought to be.
Yep. I never had a chance to hang out with Elvis, but I think I have an idea.
TVs.
Not exactly sunny red. Get the jet, but it's shooting damn TVs close. No, he is incredibly generous and just a great guy to be anywhere near. And I'm still, you know, I've never lost that thing in me that can't believe I'm there. You know, sure. When I did A Few Good Men, I was working with his then wife, Demi Moore, and you know, I my wife and I would get invited to these gatherings, you know, and come to Bruce's birthday at Bruce and Demi's house, and I would expect to show up, and they'd throw me a red vest and ask me to help park cars, you know, truly, because I, you know, if you look at the cast of A Few Good Men, I'm like, where's Waldo in that cast? So I still feel that way. Yeah. So to hang out with them, I'm you know. I try very much to enjoy myself.
Right.
At the same time, keep waiting for the coach to tap me on the shoulder and say, "We need to put some sophomore in the game. Go sit down."
Right. Yeah. But is it when you're hanging around somebody like that? Because in the past, I think you've kind of absorbed from them, and then that comes out. Did you absorb Bruce like you did some of the other people you've worked with, or some of the other voices? And
I haven't mastered my impression of Bruce.
Yeah.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. The stories I could tell, of course.
Of course.
would probably not be appreciated by Bruce. And then...
Well, he's not going to hear.
And then the fun would end for me.
In fact, nobody listens to this. So
for selfish reasons.
Then you'd be parking the cars.
That's exactly right.
Don't bring up Ashton.
No, that's actually amazing. I mean, what you see portrayed in the press is true in the regard that how well they get along.
Really?
I mean, yeah. It's like... great buddies.
Cool.
Yeah.
It is odd, though. I mean, it
is. But I think there's a part of him, and this is just my opinion. It's not something he suggested. I think there's a part of him that's sort of relieved, in a sense, that his wife is happy and with someone else.
Sure.
You know, because now he's a little freer to be with.
Do things.
Yeah, it's not like he doesn't, you know, date someone who needs a babysitter as well.
I see what you're saying.
It's a lot better on that end.
See how that works.
Yeah.
Our guest on the program, actor, comedian Kevin Pollak, with us on the program. And Kevin, has your ability to mimic and do impressions and voices, have you been able to turn that to your advantage in any sort of situation? Have you been able to talk your way out of a speeding ticket? Have you used that in maybe a way that you shouldn't have at any point?
Sure. I mean, you do get into sticky situations in life, and I haven't done the speeding ticket one, but that would be fun if I were pulled over and the cop came to the window and I addressed him as Christopher Walken. Let's play with that a moment, shall we? One of you be the police officer and see if we can't improvise our way through this.
That would
moment.
Be that would be Don, I think.
Sir, I'd like to see your license and registration. You were doing 100 in a school zone.
Frankenstein never scared me.
Wow.
You have a good day, sir.
Move along. I'll let you off with a warning.
Nothing to see.
Dude, you're one weird mamma jamma. Our guest, actor, comedian Kevin Pollak, with us on the Big Dumb Show. Here we are back on the Big Dumb Show, everybody. Gonzo is me, that is Don Stuck, and our guest in studio, actor, comedian, Kevin Pollak, with us on the program. Kevin, thanks again, man. It's an honor to have you in here.
Well, it must be. What? I didn't say that. I was thinking it.
Yeah. So, now, Kevin, you do a movie, so you got to live in Hollywood, right?
Los Angeles, yes.
Los Angeles.
L.A.
Do you...
smell L.A.
If you had to, you wouldn't, or not? Are you able to...
Well, you know, it's funny, been there. I'm originally from San Francisco, which is just a great city, you know. Mm-hmm. And so when I moved there, I guess about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And then my wife and I got together about 18 years ago, and we talked about, you know, when do we move? When do we get the hell out of here?
Right.
And we're still there. So it's clearly we could live elsewhere.
Right.
And for some reason, we haven't. Mm. I think after a while, you know, you just make friends and you have you know, your hang group and,
right.
And the idea of living elsewhere becomes less interesting.
Right, because, well, it seems like from the roles you get and from the parts you play in the films you're in, they're always really cool films and they're, you know, there's a cool group of people, you know, but there's so many idiots in Los Angeles in the Hollywood scene. It seems like you've made your own enclave, I guess. And
yeah, you know, you just make real friends,
right?
You know, I mean, I become friendly with the big stars that I've worked with,
right?
And you, with best intentions, when the film finishes, you say, "Let's keep in touch," and you both mean it,
right?
And because you got to remember, when you do a movie, you're hanging with these people 12 hours a day, so
right.
you end up seeing them more than your own family,
yeah.
And that goes on for 3 or 4 months at a time, and it's very sort of intense hangout time, you
right?
know? And you actually just kind of learn everything about each other, and you become, you know, quite close, and
right.
friendly with each other.
So
which
God
is why,
hopes they're cool.
Yeah, yeah, and which again is why I think there's a lot of these romances that come out of these mm-hmm. experiences, because you spend so much time with them, you know,
right?
And then consequently, time goes by and you sort of drift apart and
right.
you go back to your real friends. And they say, yeah, where you been?
The caller ID, don't answer that.
Duncan. Yeah. It's Bruce Willis, don't put that. Don't answer.
In terms of, apart from Bruce, has someone new welcomed into at least the temporary circle of Hollywood people that you've been hanging around with? Or?
I'm in a regular poker game in Los Angeles that I've been playing for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and we've had some recent drop-ins. Of course, I became friends with Matthew Perry from doing the whole 9 yards, and then
right.
when we did the whole 10 yards, we re-sort of kindled that friendship and has stayed strong since, which we finished shooting that a year ago.
Right.
And so he came over and played at the game, and
right.
it's always strange when a multimillionaire somehow wins.
It's somehow not right.
That's just wrong.
And sure, it's like Tommy Lee. He's a rock star and has a gigantic thing.
It's no good.
Yeah, it's just
it's not fair.
Seems unfair somehow.
Now, when you say thing, you mean a Volkswagen?
Yes.
Yeah. Girlfriend.
Volkswagen thing.
I see.
You see, kids, it's a car. Never mind.
It's a probe.
So, now, Kevin, you're doing movies and doing fairly well at movies, and now you're on tour doing comedy.
What do you mean fairly well?
Well, I mean, you're not. You're not.
Well, Matthew Perry's blowing you away.
Right, is what I'm saying. I appreciate the humility of your stature in the
yes,
film business.
I'm a working stiff.
Right, exactly, and I think a lot of people appreciate that and see that in the work you do.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, so you're doing that, and you're out here on the road doing comedy, and you're in danger of becoming a game show host. You don't want to do that too much. But in terms of what can you pick one to say you like the best, or is it everything that you
well, as of now, talking to you is at the top.
See,
of the
well, now. because it's almost over.
Again, I'm glad you said that.
Right.
No, I kid because I can. I started out as stand-up. I mean, that's my
right.
first love.
Yeah.
So doing the movies was a fantasy, and mm-hmm. it's worked out, well, in my mind, extremely well. But getting back and touring and doing stand-up is still just a ridiculous joke. Because, you know, I'm on stage for an hour and taking the audience for a ride of my choosing and
right.
not really taking orders from anyone.
So there's not that ensemble of people and camera guys and directors.
Yeah, giant stars in the way.
Right, yeah.
You know, on the movie set, I'm getting Bruce Willis cappuccino.
Right.
And when I come to Indianapolis, I'm Bruce Willis.
You're the king!
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's cool, man. I appreciate
and,
that.
I hope people take that in the right light, and right. it doesn't sound like I'm full of
myself. You can see this big pompous a-hole.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Kevin Pollak on The Big Dumb Show, everybody.